You're listening to Activating Enterprise, our new series here on RNIB Connect Radio, in which we find out how sometimes life-changing events can become catalysts for positive change when it comes to career opportunities. In this episode, Claire Kennelly shares her journey from discovering a love for teaching to starting her own disability awareness training company.
Hi, my name is Claire Kennelly and I live in Cork City. I am the mother of two children. I have a boy and a girl. And I am also the owner of Inclusive World Training, which is a business disability inclusion consultancy and training organization. I always wanted to travel. I probably would have liked something around journalism and writing, photography, something adventurous. I think when I was very young, that's probably what I wanted. And then I went to college and I was studying arts, but I really didn't know what I was going to get out of that. You know, I was doing Spanish and sociology and I didn't know what direction I would go. But I was always a hard worker. My parents had a pub, so we always were working because it was a family business. Well, I was in second year in college and I had noticed for a while there was something going on because I could see that everyone else could see the board, but I couldn't. And I was like, wow, that's really small up there. So I got a diagnosis of Stargardt's degenerative eye condition. At 19, what they told me was I would slowly lose my eyesight, but they didn't know how long it would take or, you know, to what degree, etc. And that there was no cure or anything like that. So I suppose that did put my life into a bit of a tailspin. And I was in second year, but I failed all my exams and I dropped out of college. And to be honest, that was back in 1987. And I left Ireland. There was an economic crisis here. There was a lot of unemployment here. But I went to the States and I did what I knew, which was bartending, waitressing. A lot of my friends had finished college and they were living in Spain. It was coming up to 1990. And in 1992, Spain was going to have the Olympics and the City of Culture and the Expo down in Sevilla. And they were like, look, there's loads of work over here teaching English. So I left the States and I went over to Spain and I taught English. And I suppose that's when I fell in love with teaching. Realized after a couple of years in Spain that I would go back and finish my degree. I repeated second year, got my degree and then continued to become a teacher. I suppose I've been teaching for about 30 years, you know, it's a long time. So it's funny, I didn't grow up as a little girl with this big desire to be a teacher. There were no teachers in my family or anything like that. I kind of fell into teaching by teaching English as a foreign language in Spain. And because I loved it, that's how I ended up teaching Spanish and then, of course, sociology in Ireland. The permanent job that I had was in a college of further education. So I was mostly teaching adults and I was teaching them Spanish, sociology. We would have had a lot of childcare courses. I would have taught like equality and diversity in childcare, disability awareness studies, social studies, quite diverse subjects. When you're in further education, it's really market driven. You know, what does industry want and what courses can we provide for them? For a while, I felt that teaching was becoming more difficult for me, not necessarily the subject matter, but in terms of classroom management, I couldn't see everything that was going on in the classroom. As a teacher, you do have a duty of care to your students, you know, so if somebody is messing down the back or whatever, you need to be aware of all of that, you know, and I suppose I was just finding that some of the tasks were becoming harder for me. And maybe I always wanted to have my own business. Maybe I just wanted to do my own thing for a while. You know, when you're in an organization for a long time, it can be a lot of the same thing. And I definitely needed a change. So I said I'd take a career break. Took a bit of time off first because actually my mother had just died and my father was quite ill. So I was lucky to be able to take that time off to spend with him. And back in 2018, when he died, I suppose I just wanted to kind of do something that was very meaningful to me. I think when you lose both your parents in a short period of time, you realize, wow, I'm the next in line, you know, reviewing your own life and saying, what am I doing? And what kind of a legacy do I want to leave? You know, we're only here for a short time. And can we do something very meaningful? So I decided I wanted to do something around the business community. During my teaching career, I always met people with disabilities, whether they were autistic or blind or deaf, or maybe had severe arthritis or whatever. You know, disability is such a broad, we're such a diverse group of people. And I was always meeting these students, and they would do really well in college. But when they would go to get work experience or to find work, they always had difficulty. And I just saw this as a massive inequity, and it really bugged me. And like, what I identified was there was a gap between people and then organizations and what kind of people they want to hire. So I became very interested in business disability inclusion. So what I do is I help businesses include disability, whether it's as employees or as their customers and clients. If you're not thinking about disability, then you're probably excluding disability unbeknownst to yourself. And between 15 and 20% of the world's population has a disability. So why would any business on purpose ensure that they don't include them? You know what I mean? Like, their customers, their clients, they want to buy your services, etc. So that's kind of the direction I went in then with my business, Inclusive Cork. I used to travel to all my different companies, and because I'm legally blind, I suppose, I only thought that I'd work with companies in Cork. But then COVID hit and everything went online. So I've rebranded as Inclusive World Training because I have clients all over the world now. I suppose that's one of the advantages of working online. Inclusive Cork was the beginning, but Inclusive World Training is, it has developed and grown into a completely virtual school. And that's what I suppose that's what I want to be, the most inclusive virtual school in the world. And no matter who you are or where you're from or what your disability is, that will find the way for you to be able to do your job and for your employers to ensure that you're included. You know, I do a lot of work with other disabled people, and especially with young people. And I always say, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. I wish I had had that advice a little bit sooner. I tried for too long to be someone that was always trying to keep up with the seeing world. I kept trying to do things the way seeing people would do them, as opposed to doing things the way it would suit me. Now I've totally set up my home to suit me, and I have all the equipment I need, and I can do the same job as any person with perfect eyesight, except I use assistive technology. And I suppose if I was giving advice, it would be to embrace the assistive technology, because there's just quantum leaps every couple of months. There's something new, and technology, I think, is a game changer. So be yourself. Everyone else is taken, and do it your way, because your way is your unique selling point, and it really is important to do that.
Claire Kennelly sharing her own story on our Activating Enterprise series. You can find out more about Claire's work at inclusivecork.ie or follow them on social media at inclusivecork. Over the next weeks, we'll be sharing more stories like this one here on RNIB Connect Radio. If you would like to get in touch and share your own employment journey, the challenges, the successes, and everything in between, do get in touch. Email radio@rnib.org.uk.